Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Tazayin Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara Toshema, when final raya that Bishami was also Kedevrayim, the Braisa says that Bimei Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis Hutra Tzaras Abbas La'achim, says Lahedya that during the times of Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis they were Mather at Tzaras Abbas to marry the Yavam, so Shramina also Shramina. You see that Bishami was also Kedevrayim. Now the Gemara brings the whole story, that Gufa Bimei Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis at Tzivut Tzaras Abbas La'achim, that during the times of Rabbi Daisa, so they were Mather at Tzaras Abbas to the brother. Now it was very difficult when the Chachamim, the other Chachamim, the other when they heard this psak, so it was very difficult for them, because they knew that Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis was a tremendous gadol, and he was wrong over here, because the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Now, ve'einav kamu v'lavo le'Beis HaMedrash. Now, Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis, his eyes stopped working, and he didn't really come to the Beis Medrash anymore. So, Amr, mi yelech b'yadiyai, so they said, who's going to go and inform Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis that he's making a mistake over here? Amar lehen Rabbi Yeshua, ani eilech, Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll go, va'ach Rav Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then afterwards they said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will go, va'ach Rav Meir, Rabbi Akiva, and afterwards they said, Rabbi Akiva will go, they'll be the three, chachmei hadar, the three representatives that will go to Rabbi Daisa ben Harkonis. Halchu, va'amdu al pesach pesach, they went and they stood by the door, nechnesa shivchasai, and the shivcha of Rabbi Daisa, when she saw them, so she came into the house, she said to Rabbi Daisa, Amar lehen, she said to him, Rabbi, Chachmei Yisrael ban etzlcha, that there are Chachmei Yisrael that are here to visit you. So Amar lo yikansu. So he said to her, okay, let them in. V'nichnusu, they came in. Tafsu l'Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Daisa, it seems like at first he only saw Rabbi Yeshua. He grabbed Rabbi Yeshua, v'yishavuhu amita shalzav, and he sat him down on a golden bed. So Amar lo Rabbi. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Daisa, he said, Rabbi, Amar lo tamidcha acher v'yishav, why don't you tell the next Talmud to also sit? So Amar lo mihu, I can't see, who's that? So he says, oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Amar, so Rabbi Daisa said, V'yeshli ben Lazariah chavarenu. Wow, it's unbelievable. I know Rabbi Azariah very well. This is his son, Rabbi Elazar. Tell him to come in. Kara alav ha-mikra azeh. And Rabbi Daisa said about Rabbi Elazar the following pasuk, Nara isi gam zakanti v'lar isi tadig nezah v'zar muvakish lachem. I was young, now I'm old. I knew Rabbi Azariah, now I know Rabbi Elazar. And I see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forsake his tzadikim, and his children are now looking for bread. Rabbi Elazar was a big usher. He was very wealthy. Tavsu v'yishuva amita shalzav, and he sits him down also on a golden bed. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yeshua says back again to Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi Amar le Talmidcha Acher V'yeshiv, tell the final Talmud to sit down. So Amar Leis, so he says back, Umihu, I can't see, who's the next Talmud? So Rabbi Yeshua says, it's Akiva ben Yosef. So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Daisa says to Rabbi Akiva, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, Shashimcha Hilich Misaf Ailam Batsaifa, you're the famous Rabbi Akiva, that your name goes from one end of the world until the other, Shev ben Yishev, please sit down, Kamaischa Yirbu Yisrael, there should be more like you in Klal Yisrael. Hischilu Misavvim Yosef Behalachis, they start discussing different halachis with him, they didn't want to start off light, they didn't want to attack him, Achei Giul, it's Aris Abbas, until finally they anchored the conversation and they started discussing the din of Tzaras Abbas. So Amar Leis, so they say to him, Tzaras Abbas Mahu, what's the din of a Tzaras Abbas? Amar Lehen, it's Pashamach, like it's Beshamu Beisilel. Halacha Kedivrei Mi, so they said, okay, and who's the halacha like? Amar Lehen, halacha Kebeisilel, of course, halacha follows Beisilel. So Amar Leiva, Alei Mishimcha Amru, halacha Kebeishamai, but we heard in your name, halacha like Beishamai. So Amar Lehen, wait a second, what's going on over here? Daisa Shematem, I Ben Harkonis Shematem. Did you just hear Ben Harkonis, or did you hear even my specific name of Daisa ben Harkonis? So Amru Lei, so they said to him, Chai Rabbi Stam Shemanu, that we swear in your name, all we heard was Ben Harkonis, not Daisa ben Harkonis. So Amru Lehem, ah, okay, now it makes sense. Ach Katan Yeshli, you should know there's another Ben Harkonis. I have a younger brother, and Bukhar Satanu, he's a Chacham, and he's a little bit too smart for himself, and sometimes he goes at his own way and doesn't listen to what everyone else has to say. The Yainisan Shemai, his name is Yainisan, Vumi Tamide Shammai, and he's one of the Tamidim of Shammai, and he's the one who passed, like Beishammai, Viz Haru Shul. And you should be careful if you're going to debate with him. Be careful that he could bury you in halachos. He could bury you in a debate. He has 300 rayas to say that the Tzaras Abbas is mutaras. Aval, I personally do not give in to that, because meyad ani alai shemayim va'aretz, shemayim va'aretz can be made on me. That shamaducha zu yashav chagay anavi, that I witnessed chagay anavi sitting on this bench. Va'amar, and he had said that shleisha dvarim. And he said the following three halachas. Number one, Tzaras Abbas is asura. Therefore, that's the halacha. The next two things he said was that Amun Umayiv Ma'asin Ma'isar Ani B'Shvias, Umekabun Gerim and Akardim and Atamudim, which are both halachas that we'll get back to soon. But going back to the first one, so he said lahetio. He said saras sabas is asura. So that's the halacha. Now Tana, we learned in the Braisa that kishenichnasu nichnasu bePesach Echad. When they went into Rabbi Daisa's house, they went through one door. But kishiyatsu yatsu b'shloish pesachim. When they went out, they purposely went out three doors. Places in the second pshat says is because they wanted to bump into Yonasan. They wanted to hear what he had to say. Pagabai Rabbi Akiva lemaisa they were successful. Rabbi Akiva bumped into him and akushi levukme and lemaisa Yonasan discussed it. He debated it with Rabbi Akiva, and he stumped the great Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yonasan ben Harkness. He stumped him to prove that it's Aras Abbas is Mutaris. So Amar Lion, he even started making fun of Rabbi Akiva. He says to Rabbi Akiva, "Atu Akiva, Shashimcha Haylik Misayf Haylam Bat Seifay. You're the famous Rabbi Akiva that your name goes from one end of the world until the other. Ashrecha Shizachisa L'Shem. You should know that you're fortunate that you have such a good shame. But Dayan like he got to L'Roye Bakar, and especially because you're really not that chashuv. You're not even at the level of a shepherd." Of Bakar, of a cattle shepherd. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Akiva said to them, he said back to Yonasan that you should know I actually consider that a compliment. Because the truth is Vafilu L'Roye Tzayin. I'm not even at a shepherd of sheep. I'm like really low. So you're telling me I'm not at a shepherd, at the level of a shepherd of Bakar. That's already, I would consider that a compliment. So thank you very much. Lamai said the next halacha that Chagai Hanavi said was an Amunu Mayiv Ma'asin Ma'isar Ani B'Shviya. Says the Gemara the Amar Mar. Like we had in Chagiga also on Gimel Mebeis, that Harbe Krachim Kavshu Eile Mitzrayim, V'loi Kavshu Eile Bavel. There are many different places that the Eile Mitzrayim, the first time they went into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it, and they didn't conquer it the second time around. Now the significance of that is that Ukadusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita V'loi Kitchel Lasid Lavai. The lands that they conquered the first time around, it had temporary Kedusha. It didn't have Kedusha once Kleisar left Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha went away. So if they didn't conquer it the second time around, it remained without Kedusha. And says the Gemara that that these lands of Amun Umayyav, they purposely made it that they didn't have Kedusha Shvias, they purposely didn't give a Kedusha, because they wanted there to be a place where they would have Meiser during Shemitah, specifically Meiser Ani, in order to support the Aniyim.